Federal agent. Federal agent, backbone of today's crusade against crime. Scotland Yard, French Sûreté, American Bureau of Investigation, Royal Canadian Mounted Police. These men are joined in a modern crusade against crime. The end of the Narragansett season, and Tim Conroy, big-time gambler, has cleared more than $1 million. Although the federal government has tagged Conroy for years, they have been unable to attach any particular crime to him. There have been no records that prove he's behind in income tax. What is more and much worse is the fact that Conroy is ruthless, the fact that he kills men who try to cross it.
Hello?
Okay, boss. It's a 17.
Right. See you tonight. Well, fellas, looks like we take over the Palm Beach Casino.
Yeah? What'll Sid Evans think, Tim?
Sid Evans won't do any thinking. The boys just paid him a visit.
When you want something, you sure get it.
Yes, at any cost. I always get what I want.
Always?
Always.
Well, suppose the federal government has...
Now, will you cut out the worrying? They'll never get anything on me. I'm going to know every move they make.
Don't tell me you're buying an interest in the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Well, you're smarter than I thought, Phyllis. So, you know, you've got brains for a kid who came out of the front row in a chorus.
Believe me, Tim, it takes brains to get a break on Broadway.
Yeah.
Every girl hitches her wagon to a star.
And I'm your star?
That's about it, honey. And that's why I keep worrying about you.
Well, now, you can stop your worrying right now. Before the Dicks try to plant somebody in my gang... I'm going to plant one of my boys with them. Larry Morton's got a kid cousin without a record. He'll make a swell G-man. He's a punk named Steve Fenwick.
Congratulations, Fenwick. You've made the grade and you've a splendid record as a mathematician. I'm going to give you an immediate assignment.
That's grand, Chief. I'm all ready for action.
With your knowledge of figures, you ought to be able to work your way right into the hearts of a gambling syndicate.
Sure, and I know what's been troubling the department. I've studied the records, Chief, and I think I'd like to tackle Tim Conroy's gang. I'm sure we can get a line on them.
We've got a line on them, Steve. What we want is proof.
I'm Steve Fenwick. Have you my reservation?
Welcome to Palm Beach, Mr. Fenwick. Yes, we've a suite all ready for you. Front?
Yes, sir.
By the way, Mr. Fenwick, this message is for you. It came early this morning.
Oh, thanks. Your phone handy?
Yes, right over there.
Oh, I see it. I'll be back in a moment. Hello? This is Steve Fenwick. Someone call me? Oh, yeah. Yes, certainly. I'll be glad to. At the Palm Beach Casino at 10 o'clock tonight. Nice place you have here, Mr. Conroy.
Yes, isn't it, though? But it's a bit quieter in my office. Shall we go in there?
Oh, fine. Have a cigarette, Mr. Conroy?
No, thank you. Don't smoke, Steve. And look, don't call me mister. Everybody who works for me calls me boss.
Okay, boss.
Ah, that's better. Now tell me, are they wise up in Washington?
No, of course not. I did just what you said. Specialize in figures so they'd give me this case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it won't look funny whenever I'm with you.
Yeah, but won't they think I'm kind of dumb letting you go to Washington so often? Sort of looks fishy, doesn't it?
Well, I fixed that too, boss. You're going to open headquarters in Washington, and you'll put me in charge.
That sounds idiotic to me. That's too close to the spider web.
Well, on the other hand, it's a central point between Narragansett and Palm Beach, and it's close to Pimlico, Bowie, and the Maryland racetracks, too, which means Washington's a natural.
Yeah, you've got something there.
When the winter season ends, Tim Conroy opens headquarters in Washington, right in the shadow of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. His henchmen are amazed at his audacity. With Steve Fenwick as his finger man in Washington, Conroy fears nothing.
Well, how are you, boss? You're up early this morning.
Yes, I have to go up to New York today, Steve. I want you to do me a favor.
Sure, anything.
Well, there's no use taking Phyllis along. It'll be all business. I'd like for you to take care of her. Take her out someplace. Dancing. Let her have a good time.
Okay, boss. It'll be a pleasure.
You know, you're the only one I'd trust with her, Steve. Those other mugs
sure,
here.
Sure, I understand.
But you've got brains and finesse, and that's what I like.
And don't compliment me. It's all your brain work, not mine.
Imagine. Pulling a fast one on the FBI. And here they think one of their big G-men spying on me. And it's all the other way around.
Ah, it's beautiful here, isn't it, Phyllis?
Washington brings back memories, Steve.
What kind?
Oh, I used to dance here in the chorus at the Fox Theater.
And now?
Now I'm dancing in the arms of a handsome man under the stars. Right with senators, ambassadors, and all kinds of officials. Gee, it's just plain wonderful.
Ah, you're wonderful, Phyllis. You're the only wonderful thing here. I believe I've never seen...
There.
Open the door, dear.
Tim?
Yes, hurry.
Tim, I thought you were in New York.
It was just a gag. Now, look here, Phyllis. It's about Steve Fenwick.
Steve Fenwick?
That's what I said. Now, listen to me. He knows too much for any one man. I have to test him, and the only way to do it is through you.
Oh, but how can I?
I've seen him watching you many times, Phyllis. He's in love with you.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. But that doesn't matter. Or does it?
No, no, of course not, Tim. It's just you and me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I knew I could count on you. Now, just give him a play, will you? And he'll go to town for you. Now, here's my plan, Phyllis. When he...
Hello,
Hello?
Steve?
Hello?
Oh, this is Phyllis.
Oh, Phyllis, I thought you were tired.
I changed my mind. You know, a woman's privilege.
I see. Well, what's on your mind?
Oh, it's been so lovely tonight, and I hate to go to bed, so would you mind very much coming back and taking me for a drive? I've never seen the cherry blossoms in the moonlight.
Would I mind? Hey, I'd love it. I'll be right over. And you'd better be ready when I get there.
Ah, it is lovely, Phyllis. I'll never forget this night.
No, I see. This is the first time we've been together alone.
Oh, it's the first time Tim Conroy's been gone without you.
Sometimes I wish...
Yes?
Oh, I shouldn't say it.
Oh, please tell me, dear.
All right, I will. Sometimes I wish you were never mixed up in this business. Suppose the law catches up with you.
Then I'm on the side of the law. Working for both sides, I just can't lose.
No, Steve, you can't get away with it forever. There's no future in it.
You're the only future for me, Phyllis, darling.
Steve.
I mean that, honey. I want you more than anything.
Then get out of this racket. Go back to the government. Tell them you'll play the game from their side. You have a law career ahead of you.
Yeah, and you?
Yes, Steve, and me, if you still want me.
Then it's settled. I have enough on Tim Conroy now to send him to the chair.
Oh, you fool, you little fool.
Stop laughing, Phyllis. What is it?
What is it? Why, you, of course. Where would you be tomorrow if I were to tell Tim Conroy about this? He'd kill you if he knew you made love to his girl. You know that?
No. What of it?
What of it? Do you want to be murdered? Why, if he had the slightest notion that you'd get back to the Federal Bureau of Investigation and tell what you know, do you realize what he'd do?
Yes, of course I realize. I still can't understand you, though.
Then listen to this. Tim Conroy is not in New York. He wanted me to win your confidence and find out how true you were to him. Now, the rest is up to you. You can do whatever you want to do.
I'll show you what I'm going to do. We're going places. Come on, Phyllis. Hurry. We've no time to lose.
Well, where are you taking me?
A friend of mine lives here. You'll be safe with him. Hey, open up in there.
Hold everything. I'm coming as fast as I can.
Hello, Chief. Sorry to wake you so late.
It's all right, Fenwick. Come on in.
Pardon me. This is Phyllis Anderson, a friend of mine.
Come on in, Miss Anderson. Well, what's this all about?
Chief, we have to work fast tonight. I have all the evidence on Conroy in the vault. The case is airtight.
Well, Fenwick, that's a relief. We weren't exactly sure what side you were on.
What do you mean, we? Who else knew about our secret?
Miss Anderson here.
Miss Anderson? You mean Phyllis?
Don't be alarmed, Steve. You see, I've been with the Federal Bureau of Investigation for 6 years.
What? You have?
That's right, Fenwick. We had her on the inside, but she couldn't get any evidence. When she learned about Conroy's plans for you, well, we just worked along, hoping you'd pull through for us.
And you knew all the time who I was?
From the very start. We weren't sure which side you were on, but we had a hunch you were with us.
It would have been too bad for you if you weren't.
Yeah? Why?
I would have told Conroy you proposed to me, and he would have had you killed.
Well, that's a cheerful little thought. But how about that proposal? Does it still go?
Well, we're still taking orders from the chief. Whatever he says goes.
Well, Chief, what do you say?
Good idea, I guess. Just think of the surprise Tim Conroy will have in jail tomorrow morning when he reads in the papers that his two most trusted friends are marrying.
Listen for our next presentation of thrilling stories related to this modern crusade as each nation calls upon its chief bulwark against crime. Federal agents.